Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the activities of the Jot 'em Down store have been shoved far in the background since its owners have been appointed as the co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff. As we look in on the community today, we find the two bond executives holding their first business luncheon at Luke Spears Restaurant. Listen.
Hurry up, Abner. Get done eating so we can get the business meeting started.
Well, I'm hurrying just as fast as I can. Hey, Luke, bring me a hunk of that coconut pie there.
Abner, you don't want no dessert.
Yes, I do, and that's my favorite pie, Lon.
Well, it don't come with the businessman's lunch, though. It'll cost you extra.
Never mind, Luke. I believe I'm too full to eat it.
Yeah, I believe I'll go ahead and start the meeting. Eat as quiet as you can,
I will. Yeah, I will. Can I have the rest of your butter there, Lon?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
The official business luncheon of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff will now come to order.
Hey, pass me the bread, Lon.
Well, for goodness sakes, I can't do it. Here.
Yeah, thank you.
Fellow co-chairman of the staff, the purpose of this meeting is to organize our campaign to sell the war bonds to everybody in our community.
Yeah, howdy, Charlie.
Abner, don't interrupt.
Well, Charlie Redfield just now passed by the front of the restaurant.
I know it, but you can't say hello to everybody that passes by the front of the restaurant.
Oh.
Not during a government meeting.
Yeah, excuse me. Go ahead.
Now, pay attention.
Yeah, let me pour my coffee. I'll sit in my saucer. Let it cool there now.
For goodness sake.
Mind out. Lommy, don't hit my elbow there.
Don't be blowing your coffee.
I want to cool it.
Well, fan it with your hat or something.
Oh. Yeah, I spilled it all over myself. Yeah, I wish you'd watch what you're doing there. Yeah, let's see. Okay, that's good. Lon, why can't we get on back to the store and have this meeting? It's just me and you is all we're going to have.
No, we got to have our business luncheon. All campaigns, all of us have to start out that way.
Well, why do they?
Well, I don't know for sure. All I know is they're supposed to start out that way. Now, hush up.
All right, just go ahead. I don't finish my meal here. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Come on in.
Oh, honey, Mr. Love, what are you fellas doing down here, eating?
Yeah, we're having our business lunch, Cedric. Government stuff here and one thing and another.
Yes, Mo. Well, you're just the fellas I wanted to see.
Oh.
Well, we ain't got time to see you right now, Cedric.
Yeah, we're busy, Cedric. Go on over there and play the pinball machine.
I don't want to play the pinball machine today.
Yes, you do, too, now. Play a couple of games anyway, and then maybe we'll be through and you can talk to us.
All right, I'll just play two games, though.
Yeah, all right.
We don't care how many games you play. Just leave us alone.
Doggy, that's the first time I ever seen Cedric when he weren't falling all over himself to get that idiotic pinball contraption to working.
Yeah, well, let's forget about him for right now.
Yeah.
Feller co-chairman, the first thing we got to do is to get organized.
Get organized?
Well, what I mean by that is we got to elect the officer.
Officers?
Yeah.
Well, we're already officers, Lon. They appointed us co-chairmen.
Yeah, but that ain't going to work out. We got to have one feller that's actually ahead of this staff.
Oh, one feller that's ahead of everything, huh?
I figure we better elect one of us lieutenant co-chairman, maybe.
Lieutenant co-chairman?
Yeah.
Well, all right. If you think we ought to do it, I reckon I'm first. You know more about this than I do, huh?
Good. Motion carried.
Oh.
Now, we'll vote by secret ballot.
Secret ballot?
Yeah. Well, we don't want everybody to know how we voted.
Oh, you going to pass that little box around and have them drop in them white balls and black balls?
No, that's lodge meetings your thing, though.
Huh?
No, just tear off a piece of your paper napkin there. We can use that for ballot.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, let's see, have you got a pencil? No, wait a minute, I got one right here, a little stub here. I can chew the end of that off without need, I reckon.
You know what to do now, don't you?
Well, I reckon I do. Just write down who I'm voting for. What was it we're voting for again?
For lieutenant co-chairman.
Yeah, just vote for who I'm voting for lieutenant. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, it won't take long at all. Yes, yeah. There's my vote right there, Lum. You want me to fold it over? You said secret?
No, just hand it here.
Huh? Well, I don't want you to see what I'm voting for if it's a secret vote now, Lum.
Don't make no difference, Abner. There's just two of us voting, and I know how I voted, so I'll know anyway.
Well, all right. You ought to put them in a hat, though, and draw them out of us, what you ought to do, not see how folks vote.
Well, here, hand it here.
Well, all right.
Can't you write your name without law on your tongue now?
Lom, you oughtn't to look now at my vote till it's time.
I ain't looking at your writing. I'm just looking at the way you're
writing. Huh? Oh.
A little old stub pencil you carried for years.
Well, I don't see no sense in having this election no way. I know how it'll come out. It'll be a tie. It always does whenever me and you vote on something. It always one vote for each of us.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
One vote for Abner Peabody.
Oh.
And one vote for Abner Peabody.
See what I told you.
Well,
huh?
Looks like you got elected.
Me?
Yeah, two votes for you.
Did I get two votes?
Yeah, congratulations, Mr. Peabody.
Well, the land's sakes, I dog is good for me. What'd you do for getting right the wrong name, Lon?
I know what I was doing. Now we'll vote for the chief co-chairman.
Huh? That chief co-chairman.
Yeah, he's one step higher than the lieutenant co-chairman, of course.
Now, wait a minute here, Lon.
Come on,
now,
hurry
that
up
ain't no fair. No, sir, now, you ought to have voted on him first. Now, that ain't fair.
Don't forget, now, no fella can hold more than one office.
Yeah, just a minute, though. That lets me out, Lon. All we can vote for now is you.
Well, I reckon that makes it unanimous, then.
Huh?
Motion carried. L. Edwards is hereby elected chief co-chairman.
Well, doggies, there's something peculiar going on around here. That ain't fair, Lon.
You folks done with your meeting here yet?
No, Cedric, we ain't done.
Well, I'd like to see you about
but
something.
But you better go on back to the pinball machine. Don't interrupt us now, Cedric.
Well, I done run out of nickels, though.
Oh.
Well, Luke will give you some change.
Yeah, sure.
Well.
Get a lot of it so you can play a lot of games. Now, listen, Lon. Let's run over that election again. Let's start it all over. I don't think I was ready.
No, Abner, it's all settled.
I think I hollered King Sex or something when you started it.
No, you never.
Huh?
You was elected lieutenant co-chairman and I was elected chief co-chairman. It's all settled.
Yes,
we got too much work ahead of us to waste time on them little old no-count details.
Well, I still don't see how it was.
Abner, our job is to sell war bonds, not sit around and argue.
Well, I know you're right about that, Lon, but I still say it seems awful peculiar to me that you elect the little office first.
Now then, gentlemen, our first job is to plan out a big selling campaign. See, when I say gentlemen, I'm just talking to you.
Oh, well, that's all right. I've been called that before.
I know, but it sounds like I'm talking to a lot of people, but, you know, that's the way you do it, me.
Well, you couldn't be. There ain't nobody here but me and Luke, and he's back there in the kitchen, Lon.
I know.
You want me to call Luke in?
No, he ain't in our meeting.
Oh, well, you can call me gentleman. I don't care. I won't get mad.
The chair is now open for suggestions on this.
Huh?
I say our first job is to plan out a big selling campaign.
Oh.
Now we're open for suggestions on it.
Where, huh?
Yeah, I got one myself.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, I've been studying about it. I think we ought to divide the whole town up into six or a half dozen sections and then plant one feller to be responsible for selling the folks in each section.
Now, divide the town up?
Yeah, any questions so far?
Well, yeah. How come we didn't vote on a chief co-chairman?
Wait a minute, I ain't give you the floor yet. I ain't said you could ask it.
Can I ask the question now?
Mr. Peabody, the chair recognizes the senator. No, that's something else. Go ahead.
Well, you know me, Lon. I know you recognize me.
Go ahead. If you got a question, ask it.
Well, I say, how come we didn't vote on a chief co-chairman first instead of that lieutenant business?
Abner, that's the point. It's unmaterial and unelegant.
Huh?
Now, I figure that by using my plan, we can canvass the whole town in no time at all.
Canvass a whole town?
Yeah.
Why, Lord, me, Lum, we'll never in this world be able to get that much canvas. Pine Ridge is a big place. It runs clean out there to Ed Beckley's place.
I don't mean actual put a piece of canvas over the whole town, silly. I mean we're just going to canvas each house.
Oh, well, of course, that'll cut it down some, cut out them vacant lots anyway, but it'll still take a heap to cover every house that away, Lum.
For goodness sake.
Why are we putting these tents on our houses for anyway? Do their roofs leak?
No, of course not.
Well, I didn't think so. I know ours leak, but I never knowed everybody else's did. course, I don't see what all this has got to do with war bonds anyway.
Abner, we ain't putting no tents over nothing. All I meant was that we're going to go up to every house in town and sell the people.
Oh, sell them what, tents?
No.
Well, what are we going to do with all them tents?
I'll swan to goodness.
Take them on a camping trip?
No, of course not.
Well, we ought to at least take one along on. You never can tell when it might rain this time of year.
Abner, we ain't going on no camping trip or nowhere else.
Well, I doggies, we better get a new chief co-chairman then. You ain't been in office 5 minutes, and already you wasted a lot of money buying a batch of tents we ain't got no use for.
Abner, what I meant, we're going to go up to every house in town and sell the folks war bonds.
Well, now you're talking. Now, that's a heap better than that tent idea. I'm for that. Come on, let's
get
started.
Well, wait, before we can do that, we got to plan out our sales technique.
Huh?
We got to study up different sales talks and contests and devices and stunts. And bazaars and clever ideas, and I don't know what else.
Do we have to do all that?
Well, sure. You can't just go out and start selling. This has to be organized first.
Oh.
Now, have you got any suggestions on any of them other things?
Well, let's see our suggestions.
Hey, Mr. Lum.
We ain't through with the meeting yet, Cedric.
Going back to your pinball game.
Yes,
Lum. What was that question again, Lum?
I asked you if you had any suggestions for the sales campaign.
I don't believe I have. No, don't believe
you
I
ain't.
Have. No.
Well, I reckon we better just take that up at the next business luncheon, then. The meeting's adjourned.
Hey.
Motion carried. Hey, Luke, bring us a check for the lunch.
Yeah, we're all done now, Cedric. What was it you wanted?
Mom?
I say, what was it you wanted to see us about?
Oh, that. Well, I'm afraid it's too late now.
Too late?
Yes, Mom. I done used up too much of my money on the pinball machine, so I reckon I can't do it now.
Can't do what, Cedric?
Oh, I wanted to buy one of them war bonds from you fellers, but it's too late.